Hello, my name is Sachi Pavani. I'm 15 years old and I'm a sophomore at Portola High School.
My name is John Pearson. I'm the principal of Portola High School.
Today's date is December 12th, 2019. And I'm here to interview Mr. Pearson. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you grew up or where you went to high school?
Sure. I grew up kind of different cities around Southern California, and we kind of settled when I was a teenager in a town called Norwalk, which is kind of east LA, and I went to high school at Santa Fe High School in Santa Fe Springs, which is kind of in the Whittier Union High School District.
Pretty local.
Yeah, pretty local. Yeah, have, you know, brother, sister, and we lived with, a single mom family, so.
Oh, okay. Can you describe your favorite memory from high school?
Favorite memory from high school? I really enjoyed high school. High school was kind of, that was kind of my place. My home life, we had some challenges there, and so school had always been kind of my place to find a sense of belonging and a sense of just kind of family there.
Mm-hmm.
And so fond memories there included just being a part of things, like part of my sports teams, a part of my junior and senior year, I became involved in student government and ASB and those types of things. So just overall, I don't know if there's one particular event,
mm-hmm.
but I just had a nice high school experience that kind of, gave me a reason to wake up every day.
Yeah. So like being included was really memorable for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about a teacher or an adult in your life who impacted you while growing up?
Yeah. As a high school athlete, I had different coaches, and the advantage that coaches have is they're with you every day for 3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a young man, I was always looking for those, in my case, I had both female and male coaches because I played volleyball and basketball. So those coaches were very influential on me on the importance of teamwork and
right.
being a hard worker and the fruits of hard work and the importance of just being a contributor to your team and
mm-hmm.
and being there for each other. Those two, those were obvious in my mind. Later on in life, my mom did meet this guy that became my stepdad,
mm-hmm.
and he became a very influential in my life and kind of taught me what it meant to be a man of character and integrity. And so I would say that he definitely stands out in my mind also.
So you learned some important values mm-hmm. pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share your journey to becoming the principal of Portola High School?
Sure, I'd love to. So this is my 32nd year as an educator. So when I graduated from Santa Fe High School, mm-hmm. I went to Whittier College, which is kind of a local school there. I did live on campus and ended up getting my teaching credential. I was going to school to become a chemical engineer and got my major in chemistry and actually got my core done pretty early on. What happened was two things were going on. I was working in two different labs
mm-hmm.
At the same time as I was tutoring a bunch of kids, high school kids from the local high school there. And I found myself dreading the labs and loving the tutoring
mm-hmm.
and in chemistry. And so I kind of fell in love working with the youth. And so that kind of started my passion around getting a teaching credential. And so I got my teaching credential there at Whittier College and got hired on right away at the high school where I graduated from, at Santa Fe High School. And so I went back to Santa Fe High School, and I was there for 7 years, and mm-hmm. I actually taught chemistry and physics, and I coached the two sports that I played, volleyball and basketball. And it was really a joy. I mean, I just had a really, really good time. And I found I was enjoying more and more and more was just working with small group leadership kids, because mm-hmm. I was also assistant activities director. And so my principal at the time had encouraged me to become an activities director. And so I got my credential in administration, and then mm-hmm. I got my, I started looking around for activities director jobs, and I ended up finding one over here in Aliso Viejo at Aliso Niguel High School, and became mm-hmm. an activities director there. So I was at Aliso Niguel High School for about 6 years and was activities director. My principal there said, you should become an assistant principal. And it's kind of funny the way these things have happened, because I didn't wake up and when I was a teacher, I didn't say I really want to become a principal. Right. As a matter of fact, if you would have asked me when I was a teacher, I would have said, I want to do this forever.
Yeah.
But through different people that are put in my, have been put in my life to encourage us, to challenge us, you know, by taking a risk and doing mm-hmm. those things, have just, you know, constantly moved around.
Right.
Never really running from a position or a job that I didn't like or that I was tired of, but just because it was a new challenge and a new opportunity. So I was at Aliso Niguel for 6 years, and then the opportunity came to open up a new high school called mm-hmm. Tesoro High School at the time. And so people had said, hey, you might think about going over there and opening up a new high school as an administrator. It's a new challenge for you. You might be ready for it. And so it was something that I considered, and then threw my hat in the ring for that and was selected to do that. And so as an assistant principal, I went over there and I helped build that school for 4 years. So a lot of fun, and mm-hmm. have a lot of good friends from that place. And a matter of fact, my youngest child goes to Tesoro right now, and my middle child graduated from there last year. So it's been kind of fun to still be a part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 4 years at Tesoro, once we had kind of our first couple of graduations, people started saying, hey, you know, especially my principal, you should think about becoming a principal, you know. And I saw a couple of jobs open up down here in Irvine.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I interviewed for a principal job down here and got the job over at University High School.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great 10 years. It was a huge learning experience for me, because it was my first time as a principal, and I was going to a very successful school
mm-hmm.
that was well established.
Right.
And I was a kind of a newer principal, I think, as principals go, younger, that is, and obviously a first time principal. So I had some challenges and lots of growth there, and it was just a really nice community to be a part of, both teaching and just a, you know, the kids there were just phenomenal. You mm-hmm. know, I really was blessed by just the quality of kids that were Irvine kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of a different atmosphere for me, where almost every student was educationally focused,
mm-hmm.
and lots of trust by the parent community was given to the staff and given mm-hmm. to the administration. And so I really felt like it was more of a partnership.
Yeah, I think everyone in this environment is very motivated, and mm-hmm. that helps teachers, helps students, helps the community overall.
Yeah, I mean, Irvine is just really phenomenal that way, right? And I started to hear things like, oh yeah, people move into this area for the school systems.
Right.
And so because they move in, you know, there's, of course, a set of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deliver as an educational community, but at the same time, there's a lot of trust there and a lot less pushback from the community when trying to deal with things that are issues or concerns. So then I was at university for a total of 10 years, but in the midst of that, on the back half of that, the whole district started doing they started going through an educational specifications study, mm-hmm. and what the study did, it was asking, if we could build an ideal elementary school, an ideal middle school, an ideal high school, what would the facilities look like? And so they wanted people to be a part of these committees, and so I definitely said I would love to be a part of the ideal high school, you know, this they call it Ed Specs Committee. And so we started doing that for a few years, and then the Ed Specs kind of led to this idea of, okay, well, we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to build a new high school. So we're going to design a new high school now. And I said, well, I would love to be a part of the design committee. So I went from the Ed Specs committee to the design committee. And so the design of the high school lasted a good 18 months. And then it was like, once they were ready to start breaking ground on it, I had a conversation with the people in Ed Services, and basically it worked out to where I was selected to be the founding principal over here. So that was a huge career blessing for me to be a principal opening up a school, having already the fortune of opening up a school as an assistant principal. Being a principal is a little bit different, and then being a principal in Irvine with so much support has been incredible. I was released for a whole year prior to us getting freshmen, and so being able to hire a leadership team that would be able to be released for part of their contract the year ahead of time, all of that was just a blessing. So 5 years ago we started, you know, kind of envisioning what this school was going to be with the team of people.
Wow, that's really cool how over time, as you meet new people, as things in your life change, your goals change, and clearly where you end up changes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the mission of the school is to create an environment where every learner belongs, contributes, and thrives. So how do you feel that, how are you and teachers at the school working to accomplish that goal?
Yeah, that's one of the first things that we developed as a team is this mission statement. And I'm super passionate about this mission statement, and I do think it is in that order. I think as human beings, we have this innate desire to belong. And when we don't feel like we belong, we obviously become disconnected and sometimes depressed. And you know, I think this is just this need to belong. And so number one is we want to put things in place at school to where kids feel like they belong. So the larger we get, the more options we have, whether it be clubs or sports or arts or just trusted adults on campus. Setting up opportunities for kids to feel like somewhere in the school they belong.
In our
freshman advisements, we have a couple of lessons around where do you belong, where do you think you fit in, how can we help you fit in. In our first conferences with freshmen, we talk about that with the parent. Okay, so it's been a few weeks, how do you feel like you belong? So we feel like once you belong to something, then you feel like you have ownership to contribute. And this is the whole thing that we would really love all of our graduates to have. We want them to be strong, contributive citizens to the society, right? So rather than just be someone that kind of does their own thing in parallel, we want people to feel like they belong to their community. And that they contribute to their community, because our community is only as good as the sum of the parts. And so we want people to feel like they belong, and then how are they going to contribute to their group and beyond the school and maybe beyond the school. And then our thought is, if you are belonging and you're contributing, then that is where you really begin to thrive, if you're contributing in an area where you're passionate.
So about building good relationships with students, how do you do that? How do you build good relationships with students? And what would you like from students or from the community to strengthen that relationship?
That's, you know, this is why I do what I do, mm-hmm. right? If people say, gosh, you know, you've been a principal for a long time, you've been an educator for a long time, I think we all, teachers, I like to think this, that we all get in it because we really love the relationships that we can develop with the students that we serve mm-hmm. and our colleagues that we work with. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we're younger, it's a little bit easier, I think, just because kids don't feel as disconnected with you, I think, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But I still, what I really try to work at intentionally is to get to know students on a personal level. You know, it's difficult, obviously, as a principal where I have an advisement of, you know, 20 students that I can kind of get to know, but everyone else I kind of have to really take initiative.
There's so many students,
and students oftentimes, you know, they don't necessarily take initiative to get to know adults. They're mm-hmm. taking initiative to get to know their peers, right? So, and of course, that's the way the world works. So, as a principal, I mean, as doing what I do, that's my favorite part of the job is developing relationships and getting to know students. And so the way I try to do that personally is to attend a lot of events and then reflect on those events afterwards with the students that I see. For example, I might go to a tennis match,
right. And
I might learn who a select group of students are about the tennis match, and then cheer them on in that venue. And then later on, when I see them outside the tennis match, have a conversation around with them about the tennis match and about maybe other things, and to try to develop those connections in that way. So mm-hmm. it could be tennis, could be mock trial, it could be a choir concert or drama or whatever. But those are the types of ways I think we can acknowledge, we can see students in their environment in which they're passionate about, and then later on when we see them outside their environment, use that as a connection point.
Yeah.
And then develop relationships that way. Mm-hmm. And then the earlier you can do that, then the more opportunities you have as they're growing. And so right now, you know, with all of our seniors on campus, you know, when we do events with all the seniors, I personally feel like I can name like a number of seniors personally and tell you a little bit about them based on my observations over the 4 years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping that, you know, my actions can lead others through example, you know, through different types of themes that we put together in the school. Like our theme this year is Connect. Mm-hmm. Our staff themes connect, and this whole idea of, look, all these things, all these initiatives we're doing in school, all these things that we're trying with mastery grading and empowering students and, you know, passion projects and portfolios, all these are cool educational things to try to make education meaningful and relevant. Mm-hmm. But really, I mean, if we really want to impact learners and what we're doing, mm-hmm. first and foremost, we have to have a connection with them. And it's the old cliche, they don't care what you know until they know that you care. And so that's what I continually preach, mm-hmm. and I hope people see that I practice. You know, there's always room to grow for all of us, mm-hmm. and you know, it's hopefully we can get better at it each year.
Very well said. Mm-hmm. So earlier you were talking about being on a committee to create like the perfect high school. So what aspects do you consider when recruiting and maintaining quality teachers and staff members?
Well, first and foremost, just going back to the last thing, our staff, our leadership team originally developed a set of interview questions and then follow-up reference questions all around hiring for attitude. Mm-hmm. There's a book out there called Hiring for Attitude. The author slips me right now. But basically, the first thing we look at is, can we work with this person? Do they have a positive personality? And do we think they're going to be able to connect with students? Mm-hmm. Then once we kind of are good with that answer, then we start digging deeper into, okay, they got to know their stuff too, mm-hmm. right? Of course. and they've got to be willing to take risks, and they've got to be willing to grow. So we're all learners here.
Mm-hmm.
Students are learners, staff are learners, and if we all have this attitude of perpetual growth, then we'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know,
everyone moving forward.
Everyone moving forward, no one settles in, you know, we're not pulling off the same lesson plan and just dusting it off every year, and
mm-hmm.
then we do this rinse and repeat 30 years straight, you know. We're always growing, we always have room to grow, and we don't kind of get stuck on our laurels, that kind of thing. So it's hard to get all that in an interview, but we increase our interview process, you know, because we have those interviews. We do a couple steps. We go and observe a teacher to make sure that we try to see a teacher in their element to make sure that they are connecting with kids in that venue. That's
mm-hmm.
a number one for me.
The
and
connection.
Then the connection. And the first year when we're looking at teachers, as we're getting in classrooms, we try to get in classrooms 10 to 20 times per teacher per year. And even if it's for 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
to try to see what kind of presence does the teacher have and are they connecting with the students.
Mm-hmm.
And the content comes, and that gets better and better and better each year as you
mm-hmm.
as you do it more, just like anything else, right? The more
yeah.
you practice, the better you get. But sometimes the connection piece you can't teach. So that's kind of how we do it.
Okay. So this is our first year with all 4 grades. Given that our school is so new, how do you feel about the success we've had so far, and where do you see us going in the future?
Yeah, that's a question I think we ask ourselves all the time. You know, we're constantly reflecting on, you know, where are we at in relation to our original vision?
Mm-hmm.
And are we accomplishing the mission that we set out to accomplish? And so thankfully, it's not just me, right? So we
yeah.
have a leadership team that we intentionally build reflection into our regular meetings. And
mm-hmm.
after every major event, after every major movement or change, we come back and we kind of reflect.
Mm-hmm.
Did it move us in the right direction? Did it not? I think, have we been successful? I think in a lot of things we've been successful. A lot of things we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hard part about this job is we don't know what kind of job we've done until people have left and they're gone for a few years.
Yeah.
Right? So not even the first year is a really good measure, but a few years down the road, when people come back and say, remember when we talked about being a citizen? Here's what's going on, kind of
yeah.
thing. What's going to stick?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think we're doing some cool things with this, helping kids draw connections among disciplines with the portfolio. You know, we think this Senior Passion Project's gonna be really cool and give students really good like experience going through it. But until they do it and then they kind of are distanced from it for a couple years, it's hard to say. So where do we wanna be in 5 years from now? I would say in a different place than we are now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, change is uncomfortable, but being uncomfortable is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And constantly moving forward, constantly reflecting, constantly asking kids, you know, in 5 years from now will be awesome because we'll have kids that are out for 4 years or
mm-hmm.
5 years. And so we'll be able to hopefully have a mechanism by which we can communicate with those people and say, hey, give us some feedback.
Yeah.
Now that you're 5 years out, you know, what helped you the most?
Mm-hmm.
What do you... You know, what was major but you think didn't help?
Mm-hmm.
And so using some real live, meaningful feedback to help guide us and shape us.
Evaluate
the progress. You know, just being open and to change, not being so arrogant to think that this is the best way to do it, you got to do
mm-hmm.
it, but being open to new ideas, being open to the fact that, you know, you might have made a bunch of mistakes and that's okay. Because sometimes you got to make a bunch of mistakes to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, I think, the attitude that I hope to instill, not just me, because I'm sure I'll be here for several more years, but there'll be a time when I'm not here. And
mm-hmm.
so everything that we put in place, the philosophical foundations of continuous improvement and continual reflection, all that needs to be just part of the fabric of the way we do things. So
mm-hmm.
whether I'm here or not here, it continues.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share that we may not have spoken about? Maybe some advice for students based on your experience as principal?
I think more than experience as principal, but just, you know, being in a, this is my 32nd year as an educator, and being around a younger generation, it's becoming more and more difficult, I think, for students to have a long-term view mm-hmm. of what they want to do or who they want to be. And I would give advice of give way more thought to who you want to be,
mm-hmm.
what kind of person you want to be, what kind of citizen you want to be, than what you want to do
mm-hmm.
and where you want to go.
Right.
I think right now in this very, in this day and age, it's, people are taking on a lot of stress because they're worried about what school they're going to go to, or, you know, if they're going to get a job and make a certain amount of money or mm-hmm. whatever it is. And, you know, thinking about those things is great. We need to do that because right. those things motivate us. But at the same time, it can't control our thoughts or emotions. It has to be put in perspective. Because
mm-hmm.
what it comes down to it, as you get older, you realize more and more and more that it's the relationships that you have. And the type of people in your life that really make a difference are those with high integrity and honesty and empathy. And
mm-hmm.
so it's who we are, not what we do, that's the important thing.
Okay. So thank you so much. Maybe sometime in the future, 50 years into the future, when this is archived into the Library of Congress, maybe there will be someone from Portola High School or maybe a graduate listening to this. So that's awesome. Pretty cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.